depictions of a screen door. After much travel, I stopped in to visit Jim and was put to work. I worked and he sat. Jim worked and I sat. The screen door let the breeze in. Its scrim was worn in places and loose. He wore a cardboard belt to secure his jeans. We were two sorry figures from the Great Plains ghetto. We looked like we were here to fix something, and we were, but it wasn't the sink, the roof, or the icebox. Jim didn't need me to say anything for him. If he could talk, he'd be one of those men who kept quiet anyway. Charcoal hands, soot and spit stained his fingers. The heart of the porch was split in two, an old cane chair on either side. The sun and the shade shifted places, but we did not. Jim's quick smile made me smile, and the breeze didn't hurt. I wasn't telling tales, but as much as a man can smoke, Jim smoked. Dirt yard was bare, and west of West Boise was a smoky place. Later, we washed and hung out the wash. There was a magnificent cloud. The wash hung from a string. Clean white shirts, paper-thin sheets, and old dungarees held the line. Up through the ground plane, the darker tops of the field were another wash of ash and light. Boise of wooden fences and phantom buffalo, part of the sky flowed off kilter. It wasn't falling, but was pitched and turned on its side as if it were getting pulled directly up instead of off something, some old Western god driving her cart off in another direction. I don't know if we ever looked at the same thing at the same time. But back on the porch, we looked out of the screen door, or at least at it. At it and at it for Jim, at the least. That and that, one side of the house we joined to the other without permit. The work was there. We went to it. Jim in his book and I in mine. His block capitals letters spelled out coffee, star brand shoes, blahs. Put it together again. We worked fast. We used what we needed. The mountains were not necessary. We continued to sit, but there was no doubt. The floorboards would outlast us.